T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You see him all over the place. Nate Burleson, he is a big-time analyst now on the NFL on CBS. That's Sunday, obviously, and then throughout the week, he's on Good Morning Football on NFL Network at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. They replay it. So basically, it's a six-hour block of Nate Burleson and a lot of hijinks there in New York City. Nate, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Nate, I want to dive right in, man. Are you giving up on our beloved Atlanta Falcons after they lose Keanu Neal and Deion Jones essentially in a five-day stretch?
No, I'm not giving up on them. You know, it's unfortunate because it's two of the more dominant players on that team going down, but I hate to sound a little bit insensitive, but it's just part of the game. You know, injuries are inevitable. You hope that you don't lose guys in this significant time during the season, but the injury bug hit certain teams early in the season. I think that the one thing, if you're trying to look for the silver lining, is that you hope that the major injuries happen and you can figure out a way to get over them early. And that way you find who you are. You kind of find your identity and the character of the team going into the middle of the season towards the end. You know exactly what you have on the roster, who's going to be there each Sunday, and then that can propel you into the postseason.
Nate, we've been wondering what's happened to the Falcons offense for almost a calendar year now. Watching it from a national perspective, are you as frustrated as we are that this team isn't better offensively?
Oh, of course. Extremely, extremely frustrated in the fact that me being a wide receiver and looking at Julio Jones and having, you know, flashbacks of Randy Moss when I played with him and Calvin Johnson when I played with him and seeing him being dominant, but only in flashes, though. For a guy like that who is as good as he is, you know, you would hope that you could utilize him in such a way that it makes it so much difficult. Last week on the show, I did something I like to call the Burrow Lesson, where I teach a lesson on how to use certain wide receivers. And what I did is I showed Julio Jones, and I showed the dominance, you know, the speed, the weight, the strength, the ability to condense himself to a slot receiver all the way to a big-time wideout on the outside. But then I went to the third and fourth play where I said, this is how you utilize him in a way that helps him. And I showed a pre-snap movement, and it was basically him running the underneath flat route from the opposite side going in motion. And I don't see that too often. And I know that, you know, you look at some of these offenses, the Rams come to mind, the Chiefs come to mind, and it looks like gadgetry. You're like, oh, well, that's something that's not going to last. It's a flash in the pan. Well, you know what? It's working. So, you know, I say all that to say, there should be more pre-snap movements, pre-snap alignment. Instead of just lining up and going four wide, five wide, and saying Julio be Julio, you got to put him in position. Well, you put him in bunch formations. You move another guy. You move him, motion him in the line of scrimmage. That way you identify the defense. You're allowing him to get a running start, almost like the CFL. I remember once we started moving Calvin Johnson off the line of scrimmage, it became extremely difficult for teams to get a beat on him because you can't jam him at the line. And you don't know exactly where you're going to go once he catches his momentum. There's a reason why you're seeing teams utilize the jet sweep and the different formations and the movement. And on top of that, you know, it gives your wide receiver confidence, knowing you're going into a game where, of course, there's majority of the plays where we want you to be great and earn every dollar that we pay. But then there's a large portion of the game plan that is built around you being able to identify a defense and having an advantage before the snap even starts. And I don't see Doug doing that as much as I would like.
Interesting. This guy helped me pay the fantasy bills for 11 years in the NFL with the Vikings, Seahawks, and Lions. Almost 6,000 yards, 39 TDs. Nate Burleson, check him out on CBS and NFL Network. I want to look around the NFL a little bit here. And Le'Veon Bell, obviously a huge story with the no-show in Pittsburgh. Connor, the big game, the tie against Cleveland. But Nate, I know that you saw the quotes by the offensive lineman of the Steelers calling out Le'Veon, basically playing the selfish card on him. So which team are you on here? Are you on Team Bell or are you on Team O-line and the Steelers?
During the offseason, over the course of his career, I was on Le'Veon's side just because I want every guy to get paid. I mean, this is a $13, $14 billion industry. I want every guy to squeeze every red cent out of the league because of what we bring to the table and the amount of money they make off players. But with that said, it's season time. It's game time. So as soon as the calendar struck on game one, I said, all right, now whoever needs to be there needs to be there. And there's some people at home that keep pushing the narrative, well, that's the reason why NFL players are divided. And we'll get the same type of payment as the NBA and Major League Baseball. I understand your perspective, but at the end of the day, we're on the field to win games. And you can look past and be dismissive to the preseason. But once the season starts, I need you out here, baby. I need you to help this offense. I need you to help this rhythm. I need you to help us get victories. And you saw what happened. I mean, Le'Veon Bell makes that much of a difference. Of course, James Conner played unbelievable. And he's stepping in place. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Next guy up mentality. But Le'Veon Bell plays in that game. I believe the Steelers win. It just brings a different comfort and a different rhythm. And Big Ben isn't forcing balls like we saw in that game. So I get where the linemen are coming from. And on top of that, like, the linemen are looking to get paid, too, whether it's next year, next couple of years. There's people on that offense, on that team, in that organization that are looking on Le'Veon's success and saying, hey, you're part of the reason why I'm going to be able to negotiate my money. I get it. You're trying to get paid now, but your success also determines my success in so many ways. So preseason, offseason, Le'Veon's side. Now the season starts, you know, I got to lean on the fact that the guys in that locker room, they want everybody in there.
Nate, how concerned should the Aints be about that defensive performance in week one?
The Saints?
Yeah. We call them the Aints down here.
Yeah. Well, I know. I kind of caught that. I didn't want to jump right in and call them Aints as well. But look, we've been talking about this defense, you know, last year is one of those young up-and-coming defenses that are going to be one of those spectacular ones. And for the first time in a long time, they were bringing such a great balance. That offense. I remember there was a game last year where Drew Brees didn't throw a touchdown pass, and they still won the game. That's a compliment to the running game that they have with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, but also with that defense. With that said, though, they got Carr. They got Carr up good. You know, who would have thought that? Imagine would have went out there and, you know, recaptured that magic. You know, I would say, how concerned should we be? I don't think we should be that concerned because I feel like there was a certain part of that defense that took Fitzpatrick too lightly. And that's one thing you never want to do. And I think Fitzpatrick proved, you know, if a guy's in an NFL jersey, he's in an NFL jersey for a reason. Whether he's number three backup on the team, he can come out and have the game of his life, which Ronnie did.
Hey, Nate, we appreciate the time, man. Go back to all your gigs. Keep stacking up the Emmys. I don't know if you've won one already, Nate, but it's coming, man. You got a great show and obviously kicking butt. And we appreciate you joining us down here in Atlanta.
That was the introduction and the praise on the fantasy. I apologize for the times I was hurt.
All good, Nate. All good.
Trying to save a piece. He was like, damn it, Nate. What in the hell? So, you know, hopefully I make it up to you with entertaining you on TV and dropping some good knowledge on the sport of football.
That you do. Nate Burleson, our guest there on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Really good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.